Pick up the kids, call face cleaner, get lactated, got it.
Oh, also, I'm going to drop by the new house, see how the work's coming.
Oh, okay, awesome. Can you make sure that you measure the back of the bouncy castle?
Can I have a bouncy castle on a birthday party?
Do you want a bouncy castle?
Yeah.
Then yes, we'll have the best bouncy castle in the whole world.
Bouncy castle. And no someone's fighting Octagon?
I don't know about that. But hey, you talked to me.
I was talking to Mommy.
Okay, but just now you talked to me by saying that. Why does she have such a problem?
It's just a phase. Don't push it. Hey, sweetheart, it hurts at his feelings when you give him the silent treatment.
Right to school. Pick me up.
All right. Oh, hey, Henry, you know you can't bring Arthur to school.
But he's my best friend.
Henry, he's your best lizard friend. You've got lots of non-lizard friends.
Not really.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, all right, have a good day.
Oh, you're kidding.
I love you.
Me. You can't take that to school, monkey. Go put that in your room.
Sam, I will see you. I love you. Oh. Hey.
What? Yeah. Oh, golly. Okay.
See ya.
Thanks. Love you.
There he is. Hey, Randy. How you doing?
Gregory Fokker.
How's it going?
Wonderful to see you.
Great to see you. Listen, I just came by to check out the backyard and measure because we want to do a bouncy castle for the kids' birthday party.
Oh, that's terrific, Gregory.
Minutes late.
Yeah.
Ms. Dunkless from the administrative board called. She wants to get a list of the budget cuts. We have a meeting in 20 minutes with John Rader, and some drug rep from Boston Pharmaceuticals is waiting in your office. Andy, something.
Is a drug rep in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, in 3 minutes, pop your head in and tell me I have to go to my next meeting, all right?
Sorry, I'm gonna make this really quick. I got a very busy morning.
I understand, Nurse Fokker. I'm Andy Garcia.
Oh, hi. You have a lot less stubble in person. There's an actor named Andy Garcia.
Who?
Widow's Peak, sort of tough guy.
I was just kidding. Of course I know who Andy Garcia is. I get that all the time.
Yeah, you must get it all the time because you're named Andy Garcia.
I loved the article you wrote in the AMA Journal, Putting Patients First.
You read that?
I loved it. It was so cool getting a nurse's perspective on the healthcare crisis.
Yeah, that was the idea.
I actually started out as a nurse myself.
Really? No, mm-hmm. Oh, well, nowadays I do less nursing and more...
Annoying meetings with drug reps you'd rather not deal with.
Hey, Greg, it's time for your next meeting.
That's okay, I'm fine, Kristen. Thank
you. Yeah, but he doesn't like to wait. You know how he is, you know.
Well, it's John Rader?
Yeah, he's really...
He always runs late. Always runs late. Thanks.
You're swamped.
No, I'm good. You want to have a seat?
Yeah. I'll make this quick. So we are launching a killer new product at Boston, and while we usually hire doctors to lead our presentations, I have a feeling about you. I think you have the potential to be a medical superstar, and you'd be perfect to represent our new drug, Sustengo.
Ah, Sustengo. All right. It's an erectile dysfunction medicine.
It's not just any erectile dysfunction medicine. It's the first ED pill on the market safe for heart patients. Because, in addition to increasing the penile blood flow, see that penis? Mm-hmm. It acts as a beta blocker to keep the heart rate down during intercourse. I mean, how dope is that?
It's pretty dope.
Nurse Fokker needed in room 220.
I'm sorry. Hang on a second.
Nurse Fokker... Will you get out of my ass?
If you would stop squirming around, this could have been over, sir.
You don't know what you're
It could have been over, sir.
Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Androsky? Everything okay?
Well, this nurse is a barbarian.
Okay, I'm not a barbarian. He keeps clenching. I can't make an insertion.
Lewis, it's a natural response to protect that cavity.
You're right. It is a natural response. I would protect my cavity, too. And we just got to do it a little bit gentler.
May I suggest something? Sir, why don't you extend your left leg and put your right knee right up to your chest? It'll help relax things down there.
She's right. You just do that and just grab the side of the bed there like that and exhale. Go.
Nurse, did you sufficiently lubricate the nozzle?
I did do that.
Great.
Good, good. Okay, you got this?
Yep.
All right, take a nice deep breath.
And focus on relaxing your anus.
Right. That's right. You just want to let it dilate like a flower opening up.
Blossoming lotus.
It's a little like a desert cactus.
Maturing.
Well, it's okay. Just a little friendly visitor. Just saying hello.
All right. I'm just going to stick it in a little further.
Whoa. Good, smooth insertion.
Thank you.
I'm going to release the clamp. Let it flow.
Better.
How's that?
It's great.
Nice technique.
That was so fun.
Yeah. So anyway, listen, I was thinking about it, and honestly, I just don't have time to moonlight pitching a drug right now.
Shut down.
No, it's not you. It's just,
I get it. Running nursing and med surg is a big job.
Yeah, so big I'm making less than I did when I was in the ER.
Look, we are sponsoring a convention at the Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
You can make tons of dough for, one speech. Think about it.
Okay, I will. I'll think about it.
Knuckles?
Okay. Knuckles.
That was badass, by the way.
Yeah, literally.
Honey, I just got off with Deb. They are officially separated. Dr. Bob finished moving out.
That lowlife.
Yeah, say that again.
Sure you don't want me to come with you?
I think Deb needs a little mother-daughter time. Right?
Having an affair with a nurse. I can't believe I didn't see the warning signs.
Well, he was very discreet. She didn't even know until she saw those texts and messages, whatever you call them.
Yeah, but I'm trained to detect that sort of behavior, honey. And the truth is, I was so busy putting Fokker through the ringer, Dr. Bob slipped right under my radar.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
I'll never let that happen again.
You're having one of your little heart palpies again, Jeff.
My muscles are a little tight.
Yeah, stress. Yeah, I can see that. Okay, will you please relax, okay? Everything is going to be all right. Honest.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go.
Okay.
I'm gonna miss you.
Hey, Mom.
Hello, my precious prince. How are you, darling?
Good. How's the TV show going?
Oh, great. You know what this week's episode is about? Using the latest sexual toys to spice up your love life.
Really?
Yeah, as an early Hanukkah present, I'm gonna send you and Pam a box of these musical condoms.
Don't do that.
You gotta hear this, honey. There's a little speaker inside, and the faster you go, the louder it gets.
You know what? Mom, Pam and I are fine. We don't need musical condoms.
Honey, every couple can use a little stimulation.
Well, by the way, interesting episode last week.
Which one? Masturbation through the ages?
Yeah, I thought we agreed you weren't going to talk about me on the air anymore.
Please, it was just a little anecdote about carpal tunnel syndrome from excessive self-pleasuring.
I have to connect your father now, okay?
We need to tell you something.
Ooh. Perdoni, es mi familia.
Hi, Gay, Roz? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Gaylord?
Dad?
Can you hear me?
Where are you?
You won't believe it, I'm in Sevilla, Spain.
What are you doing in Spain?
I'm studying.
Sweetheart, your father decided that he's
not going to make it to the twins' party.
What?
Gay, do you remember when your mother's show hit number one in the ratings and she signed on for a second year? I looked in the mirror and I said, who am I? And then I see this clip on the YouTube, and there's a Spanish guy, and he's dancing the flamenco, and the sweat is pouring off of his face, and there is such passion in his eyes, and I said, that's it!
That's what?
That's me! I am flamenco! I will master this art!
Dad, this is crazy! What are you doing? You're in Spain? You're gonna miss the party?
You picked a hell of a time to go through menopause.
Roz, I am not going through menopause. I'm just trying to find my true north.
True north, huh? What, are you a compass or something?
No, but let's face it, I'm a stay-at-home dad whose kid hasn't lived at home in 25 years.
There's an Arthur Murray studio right here in Miami Beach. Why schlep all the way to Spain?
I can't believe you, Roz. Why can't you support my dreams the way I've always supported yours?
Guys.
When you wanted to try new sex positions for your research, I was your guinea pig.
You volunteered.
I pulled my hamstring
doing
a reverse cowgirl.
That's because you did it backwards.
I never went soft on you.
Bernie, do you hear how you're upsetting your son?
Listen, will you?
Son of a bitch. Oh, shit.
Hello. My name is Jack Burns. I live at 28 Cherry Blossom Lane. I'm going into cardiac arrest and need an ambulance right away. I'm guessing your average response time at this hour is between 12 and 17 minutes. I need you to do better than that. Thank you. Goodbye. Come, Mr. Jenks. I'm going to defibrillate myself.
Clear!
Seriously, though, my dad, you know, he always sounds a little crazy, but this was like a whole different level. No, I mean, they were really going at it.
Really?
She accused him of going through menopause. Is that a real thing?
Your parents are the best marriage of anyone I know. They will be fine.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're talking about the kids. Really? Their teacher suggested private school?
Yeah, she said she was concerned about them getting lost in the public school system or something.
What's the name of this place?
The Early Human School.
I have absolutely heard of that place.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a school for Neanderthals.
No, it's actually considered the Harvard of kindergartens.
Well, I think Harvard's cheaper.
I'll go see who that is.
Hey, greetings from the Black Sea. You look terrific.
Hey, stranger, thanks. What are you doing there?
Listen, Pam, is there any way I could speak to Greg? I want to get his advice on something, believe it or not.
Sure, absolutely. Hey, Greg?
Yeah.
Greg, honey, it's your buddy Kevin. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hey. How you doing, man?
Hey. Just doing a little sailing and living the dream, gee diggity dog. Cheers.
Kevin. Hey. You need a refill on that Gucci Berry smoothie?
You read my mind. Fill her up, Pac-Man. Greg, you know Deepak Chopra, right?
I know of him.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Mr. Chopra.
Dr. Chopra.
Get out of here, you rascal.
So, listen. The reason why I'm calling is because next week...
Kevin, who do you Skype with?
I am just talking to my friend Greg Parker.
Hey.
Come here.
Hey, honey, what'd you do with Henry's lactate?
I forgot. Sorry.
Okay, well, did you call the face paint lady?
No. No, I'm sorry. I had like 97 things to do.
Honey, I asked you to do two things. That's all I asked.
I know. Sorry, babe.
Okay, so here's the dealio. I'm going to propose to Svetlana.
You're going to propose? That's incredible.
I'm going to have three Russian MiG fighter jets fly by and skywrite, marry me, Svetlana. And then I'm going to hide a 50-carat, super tasteful diamond ring in this tin of extremely rare beluga. Then we will finish the night with a special performance that I choreographed with members of the Bolshoi Ballet dedicated to our love. Thoughts?
Honestly, I'm thinking maybe it's a little too involved.
Yeah.
I mean, with Pam, my whole thing was just keep it simple, speak from the heart.
Keep it simple and speak from the heart. I like it, hombre. You know what? I better call off some Russian MiG fighter jets. And hey, by the time I get to Chi-Town,
This old dog here could be an engaged man.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah?
The jet skis are ready.
The jet skis are ready?
Yes.
Well, fire them up for me.
Okay.
I'll be right there.
Hmm. Jet skiing monks.
Wow, I cannot believe that Kevin is finally settling down.
Well, I think he's found a soulmate.
Yeah?
Hey, you're going to eat some of this. Seems nice.
Yeah.
I am very happy for Kevin. I love him, especially when he's not obsessed with you.
Oh, come on. You're being ridiculous. Oh, you got it. Hey, sweetheart, will you please take a bite of lasagna, honey?
No.
Do you not like it?
Oh. Uh-uh. Hey, what's a good word, Grandpa Jack?
Yay!
Greg.
This is Jack Burns.
Yeah, I know. I could tell from the caller ID.
How you doing?
Greg, excuse yourself from the table by saying these exact words. I don't know if I still have it, but let me check my files.
What?
Pam asks you what I want. Tell her that I asked you to locate your birth certificate for my genealogical work. Just do it.
I don't know if I have that, Jack, but let me check my files.
Files? You have files?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I keep files. He wants me to get my birth certificate for that family tree thing he's doing. Jack? Everything okay?
Everything is fine, Greg. I suffered a minor heart attack, but I was able to defibrillate myself before going into fatal cardiac arrest.
Jesus, you defibrillated yourself?
The doctor said I was a lucky man. I've just got to watch my diet and keep my stress level down.
Wow, okay. So I guess you guys aren't going to be able to come to the twins' birthday party.
No. Dean and I will be there as planned, Greg. And,
I was able to keep this on a need-to-know basis. And right now, you're the only person who needs to know.
Well, come on, Jack. I mean, I think Dina needs to know.
Greg, stop talking and listen.
Okay.
Now, my geological research has allowed me to track the Burns family as far back as 1643.
1643?
Now, I wouldn't be able to do that to save your family, with all wandering peddlers and nameless peasants.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as there have been Burnses, there's always been a patriarch to lead our family through good times and bad. And I've finally come to the realization that the next in line to the throne, Greg, is you.
Me?
Yes, you, Greg.
Well,
so my question is this. In the event of my demise, are you prepared to lead this family?
You know, Jack, we're right in the middle of dinner. Maybe we could talk about this, you know, when you come into town.
If I go down, Greg, I need to know someone will be responsible for the whole Burns clan. So I ask you, Greg, are you prepared to be the Godfucker?
The Godfucker.
The Godfucker.
Well, that is a very powerful turn of phrase, Jack. And when you say Godfucker, I mean, I think I know what you mean. But what exactly does that mean?
It's an attitude, Greg. It's a confidence. It's the way you carry yourself that lets the world know that the buck stops with you.
Yeah, I hear you. Mm-hmm.
None of this can be achieved without the basics. A secure home for your family.
Mm-hmm.
A top-notch education for your children.
Okay.
And last but not least, having your financial house in order, Greg.
Is that it?
Are you laughing?
Yeah, I know. I was making... No.
Because this is no laughing matter, Greg.
Good, because I'm not laughing. Okay?
Are you saying you have what it takes to be the Godfucker? Greg.
Yes. Jack, I have what it takes to be the Godfucker.
I feel like a great weight has been lifted off my shoulders, and an equally great weight put onto yours.
I like it. I like the weight. I want it.
All right. Need to know.
Need to know. Just you and me.
See you in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Hey, did you find it?
Find what?
Your birth certificate?
Yes, it was in my files. You know, I was thinking maybe we should take a look at that early human school.
Great. I'll make some phone calls and set up a tour.
Good.
Good.
Samantha. Henry. You gonna have your lasagna?
No, thank you.
You know, your mother worked very hard making that lasagna for you.
No, it tastes funny.
He said he was feeling kind of queasy, so...
It's okay. Henry, I'm your father, and I'm requesting of you to eat the lasagna.
Fine.
Good.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hello?
Hello?
Greg? This is Jack Burns.
Jack Burns. This is Greg Focker.
I know, Greg. I called you. Dina and I will be there in approximately 18 seconds.
18 seconds. Got it.
Seems to me that people keep seeing more and more today. Beautiful morning.
Oh, no, that's yours, huh?
Welcome, in-laws.
Oh, Gregor, my goodness.
Mwah. Dina, oh. Dina, Bobina, Manina, Vera, Bobina.
I'm so happy to see you.
Lovely, Dina.
You too, Gregor.
Hello, Jack.
Greg. Everything okay, Greg?
Everything's great.
Good.
Unfortunately, renovations on the house, not quite where I'd like them to be.
Well, those things happen.
They do. I mean, never to me before.
And Sam here has done very, very well with her taekwondo lessons. She's a yellow belt now? Yeah. Yellow belt, right?
Wow. Uh-huh.
She's lethal. Mm. She is a ninja.
Proud of her.
Now, Henry, you're going to drink your milk, aren't you? You want to hit the same growth spurt as your sister.
Jack.
I'm just saying, you know, it's hard to believe that they're 3 minutes apart.
Henry, do what your grandpa says.
For real.
Good man. Okay, who wants some turkey?
I do, right here.
Oh. Yeah? Sweetheart, you didn't have to make a whole turkey just for us.
Why not?
Actually, Greg did it. Great.
Well, I remember last year's Thanksgiving, Jack said he liked roast turkey so much, he couldn't understand why people only had it once a year.
Excellent memory, Greg.
Yeah. Plus, it's a wonderfully lean meat. Healthy. Good for your heart.
Such a sweetheart.
Grandpa Jack, can I ask you a question?
You certainly can.
How come you're afraid of lizards?
Henry, that's a very good question. And I'll tell you why. When I was stationed in the Mekong Delta during the Vietnam War, a tiny gecko crawled into my ear one night and laid its eggs. And I had to endure the torturous probing of our unit's medic to remove the lizard larvae from my ear canal before they hatched into my brain.
Jack?
Cool. Yuck.
Yes, thanks for sharing that, Dad.
All right. Gobble, gobble, everybody. It's turkey time.
Oh, yeah. That's a work of art.
Thank you very much.
Looks great, Greg.
Thank you, Jack. And to carve it, I thought we might use the beautiful Irish hunting knife emblazoned with the Burns family crest that Jack so thoughtfully brought back for us from his ancestral homeland. Look at that, kids.
Wow.
Look at that. See that crest? That was used by your ancestors long time ago, back in the olden days, to identify their family.
Daddy, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely. He loves history. Just soaks it up.
Can a girl poop from her vagina?
No, she cannot.
They're a little young for genealogy.
Yes, just a little off topic there. Jack, here you go.
Greg, you're the turkey carver now.
Thank you. I'm honored. All right, let's carve the roast beast. Let's see, I think I'll start right side.
Nice and tender. So, Greg, how are you liking your new job?
Well, I'll tell you, Dina, it's a lot of responsibility on my plate, but that's kind of what I love about it. I mean, the opportunity to manage an entire unit, in a way, it's kind of like...
Why couldn't you just get him a warm-blooded animal?
Hello? Hey, Kevin! It's Kevin, everybody. What?
You're in Chicago? Hey, everybody. Hello. JB. Oh, good to see you.
There he is, the engaged guy.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Oh, what happened to your pointer?
Oh, I had a little incident with the business end of a turkey. It's cool. Where's Svetlana?
Yeah.
Or should I say the future Mrs. Kevin Raleigh?
She broke up with me.
Kevin. No. Oh. You're kidding.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks, Pam. You always know exactly the right thing to say to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
My anchor.
What happened?
What?
What happened?
I don't know. I'm still trying to make sense of it myself. We were having some street food outside a government building in Bulgaria. And I said, hey, you want to get married? And I took out a little piece of string and I tied the twine around her finger. And she threw it on the ground, said no, or niet, because she's Russian. She caught the next plane out of there. Adios, Kevin.
Your proposal seems way out of character. Why did you put so little effort into it?
Well, Greg told me to.
Kevin, no. What are you talking about? I didn't...
Daddy, I can't sleep.
Some diapers.
No, Jack, they're pull-ups. We're weaning them off the diapers.
I can't stop thinking about all that blood.
Really? All right, well, how about I read you a story?
Oh, Kevin!
Hey, how you doing, Tiger?
Good.
Oh, wow. Oh, are you having a hard time sleeping?
Yeah.
Oh.
There we go. Jesus, Henry?
He's sleeping. He's sleeping. I put him in a still point. It's a massage technique that relaxes the body by gently easing the flow of cerebral spinal fluid. Yeah, look at him. He's going to wake up feeling so refreshed. I've been studying a lot of Eastern medicine in my downtime.
Well, listen, I just came by to say my hello, so I will head on out.
Good.
Okay.
Well, hey, Kev, listen, do you need a place to stay?
No,
or?
He doesn't. You got a place to stay, right? And we're pretty full up.
No, not a problem. I volunteer at a Southside homeless shelter, so I'll probably stay there and just work the soup kitchen line in the morning.
That is so wonderful, Kevin.
Yeah, it's funny. I feed them food, but those vagrants and drifters feed my soul, so it works out pretty good for all of us.
Perfect.
We always need extra hands if you guys want to come on down tomorrow.
Actually, Greg and I are taking a tour of this place called the Early Human School tomorrow, but maybe after...
You're kidding me. The Early Human School? Right. My investment group handles their endowment fund. In fact, the director, Prudence, is a dear friend and ex-lover of mine. I'm going to put in a good word for you.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Or not. I mean, you know, she's an ex-lover. I don't think it would be awkward.
No, nonsense. I'm on great terms with all my ex-lovers.
Thanks.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, whatever feels right.
Well, after the tour, Greg, I was hoping you'd show us your new house. And Kevin, when you're done feeding the bums, why don't you meet us there?
Okay. I'll be there.
You know what, Jack? I still have some items on the punch list to go through with the contractor, so I'm thinking maybe we should put it off for a few days.
No. Let's do it tomorrow. We'll meet you there at noon, Kevin.
Noon.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And we're going to get you through this. Anything you need, you come to me.
Okay. Thanks, JB.
Yeah. Or me.
Well, you come to either of us. Yeah, we're here for you.
Thanks. Care for you.
I feel like crap.
Yeah, you're burning up.
Yeah, I must have got the flu if I can't tell it last week. Oh my God, the school tours today.
Yeah, I know.
Honey, what am I going to do?
I'll do it, okay? I'll handle it.
Yeah?
Yeah, and your mom can take the kids to school.
But what about my dad?
I got it.
I really appreciate you including me on the school tour, Greg.
Oh, Jack, you are a trusted advisor.
And your words hit home about a top-notch education, getting your financial house in order.
That's it.
It's all about the kids, right?
That's it.
Next generation.
Glad to hear you say that. Makes me feel that I've chosen wisely. Of course, children change everything in a marriage, and that was the issue with Debbie and Bob. They stopped finding time for each other once LJ came into their lives, so Bob sought sexual fulfillment outside the marriage.
Mm.
Dr. Bob. He really disappointed me.
I'll tell you something. I'd like to really teach that bastard a lesson.
I happen to have his new address. Perhaps you and I should sneak in there one night and plant a tiny explosive device in the stove. Make it look like a gas leak.
Yeah. Or we could, you know, maybe find some less criminal way of teaching them a lesson, you know? Still get them.
I'm only joking, Greg.
Okay.
But it yeah, would be fun.
Oh, it'd be great.
I'm hoping that you and Pam are still finding time for each other.
Oh, yeah. Hmm? Yeah, are you kidding? Yeah, no, we're great. Good. I mean, you know, it's not easy. You got to work at it. But
are you still physically attracted to my daughter, Greg?
To Pam? Are you kidding? Yes, Jack. Jack, there's never been a problem with that.
Even after her body has endured the hellish ordeal of birthing twins?
Yes, even after that, it's all good. It's all good under the hood.
That's disgusting.
Welcome, parents. I'm Prudence Simmons, director of the Early Human School. And at EHS, we know that no two early humans are alike. So why should their educational experiences be identical, right?
Makes sense.
Hmm?
It's not about the 99.8% of graduates that go on to the best secondary schools.
Wow, impressive.
Yeah.
Guy's really been hitting the Bowflex, huh?
What?
It's not the overwhelming number of early human alumni that become civic leaders, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. No. What's important to us is that they become themselves.
Please welcome the early human tumblers.
I like what I'm seeing from this place.
Yeah.
I'm sure it doesn't come cheap.
Mm-mm.
You think you can swing it?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Yeah. Yeah, you got it covered. And, you know, it's not covered right now. It will be covered. You know, it's one of those things that you cover it.
You have the money or not, Greg.
New friends. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Prudence.
Greg. How are you?
Jack.
Jack Burns.
So, Jack and Greg, tell me what path you've chosen. How do you make a living?
Oh, okay, well, I'm a nurse.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
No, he's being modest. He's actually the department manager of the medical surgical unit at Chicago Memorial, and I am a retired florist.
Mm-hmm. What a combination, a nurse and a florist. How great. May I ask how long you've been in each other's lives?
It's about 8 years.
Yeah, 8 years.
Eight great years.
Yeah. Well, it started out a little rocky, but
we've had our moments.
Yes, but then we figured it out.
You seem like a wonderful couple.
No, we're not homosexual.
Yeah, no.
No. This is my son-in-law.
Oh. Yeah, no. However, if you're looking to fill a quota, we can be flexible.
Okay, that's an interesting joke. But I appreciate levity in a moment of misunderstanding, so yeah. Thank you, Greg. I will say, Jack, I hope I didn't offend you.
Oh, no.
Really?
No. I mean, I'm not gay myself, but if I were gay, I would certainly be proud to choose a life partner like Gay Fokker, and that's his actual name.
Oh.
It is, well, that's, it's my, Gaylord was my name when I was a kid, and yeah.
Well, I'll complete the conversation with that. Jack? Pleasure. Gay.
Greg.
Great. Change that name tag.
You can call it. It's Greg. Greg is fine.
Why don't we just stick with the truth?
Ah, the original American Foursquare, Greg. Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's got rock solid bones and the, you know.
Hey, there they are.
Careful, that's quite a rental.
Yeah, Gustavo, my assistant, hooked it up. I guess it's a Tesla Roadster or something. Supposedly eco-friendly, like that 2003 Prius, Greg.
Yeah, you got it.
Wow, it looks great. Traditional American Foursquare.
Also known as a prairie box.
Yeah.
It's got really good bones.
Good eye, Ken. That's good.
Randy, what is this?
Gregory Fokker. Great to see you. How you doing, Dad?
Randy, what is this? We're having the party here in 2 days.
Refresh my memory, Gregory.
Are you kidding me? Randy, the twins' birthday party, remember?
Yes, of course. The issue we're dealing with is that we had to excavate 60 feet of root-infested pipe back here. So, of course, we ran into some unexpected cost along with an obvious delay.
Randy, is this yard going to be done or is it not going to be done?
Jack, I got this, all right?
All Mr. Burns is suggesting is that maybe inadvertently you're taking advantage of a gentle, trusting soul who clearly is an amateur when it comes to home construction.
No, Kevin. Thank you, Swami Salami.
That's not true at all.
No, it is true, Greg. They're ripping you off.
No, Jack.
Your plumbing excavators have been on coffee break for the past 8 minutes. This senior citizen over here is unfit for active duty, and your backhoe driver's helping through a Sudoku puzzle.
All right.
Gregory. Who is this joker questioning my honor?
Nobody's questioning your honor, Randy.
I'm 34 years in a trade.
34 years, okay. Huh?
I got to pump, dump, and hump to get that backyard whole again.
Well, I got news for you. You can pump, dump, and hump all you want. You're sandbagging this damn job, and you know it.
Yeah, look at that. You're the general. You're the general. The Japanese surrendered.
That's Japanese surrendered. What are you talking about?
World War II.
I'll tell you what, Gregor, I have a timeshare in town. Why don't we have the party there? Beautiful meadow, it'll be perfect.
No, no, Kevin, they promised the kids they're going to have the party in the yard. So guess what? We're going to have the party in the yard, okay?
As soon as our dump truck driver's back from lunch, we'll get that out, clean the backhoe in, lay down your base layer of sand.
Wait a minute, you're telling us that you can't move that rig?
That's a union job, Pops.
Screw it. I'm going to move that truck myself.
Now, you know what, Jack? I'll do it, okay? You just help me back it out of the street. I got it.
Coming at you, Jack!
You're doing great.
Hey, look, I'm not in the union, Randy. I'm backing up the truck.
Come on, back. Doing great.
Whoa. Break it!
Whoa.
Got it.
We're good.
Emergency brake. Got it.
Holy shit, I'm with you!
Jack!
Jack, right here!
Jack, we're gonna get you! Jack! You'll be alright, Jack! Jack, we're coming! Hang on, Jack! I got him!
I got you. That's Kevin. I'm right here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Save your strength. Ups a daisy. Greg's right here. He's okay.
Yeah, I see him.
Hey, Jack.
Oh, here. It's starting.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ross Butler Show. And that means it's time to
express yourself.
Hello, my audience. Hello, my friends. Welcome. Today, what do you think we're going to talk about?
Sex.
Well, what else is she going to talk about?
Sex after children. How do you find time to make love with young children in the house? What do you do if it's not working? Do you have an affair?
No,
you say. But Roz Focker says yes. Yes, you do have an affair. You have an affair. With your wife. Think about it, right? You dress up a little nicer. You meet at a hotel. You role play. There is absolutely no shame in playing out a fantasy, but with each other. All right? Now, he's going to kill me. But my own son, who's the father of two adorable twins, he has issues in this department. He's busy at work. She's busy at home. Their intimacy numbers are down. They're not connecting. Then what do?
It's called Sustango.
Sustango. I gotta say, that sounds pretty cheesy, Greg.
Yeah, well,
I'm looking at these Randy Weir bills, okay? And we could definitely use the money.
And do me a favor, don't tell your dad about this, okay?
My dad? Why?
Just because he's been all into me having my financial house in order or whatever, and I just don't want to worry him.
All right, fine. I won't say anything because he's already pretty upset about you trying to bury him alive.
Honey, it was an accident.
Superstar.
Hey, can you hang on a second?
Okay.
I am so stoked you changed your mind. You are going to rock those urologists tonight.
Awesome. It's always been a goal of mine.
So I'll see you at 8 at the Hilton?
Yes.
And wear a suit.
Wear a suit. Good.
Knuckles?
Hey.
Hello. Knuckles? Who is that? That certainly did sound like Kristen.
No, that was the drug rep.
Andy?
Yeah, Andy.
What does she look like?
She's like, oh, no, she's like an ex-nurse. She wouldn't pick her out of a lineup.
Yeah, I know that you're doing this for us, but the idea of you and some woman named Andy selling boner medicine in a hotel really kind of icks me out.
Honey, there's nothing to be icked out about.
Okay, fine.
I love you.
I love you too, honey. Bye.
Okay, bye.
So how come you're not talking to Daddy?
Because he said you were cuckoo.
Oh, he said I was cuckoo?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have to discuss that.
Yeah.
But what about Mommy and Daddy? Is everything okay with them?
I guess they fight sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And what do they fight about?
Like, Mommy got mad at Daddy because he was going to the hotel with Andy.
Andy? Who's Andy?
I can't say because I'm not supposed to be spying.
Well, like I always tell you, there's nothing wrong with spying as long as you suspect foul play. So who's Andy?
Andy gives Daddy his boners.
His what?
Andy gives Daddy his boners.
Huh?
Hey, guys. How's your day?
Yeah.
Hey. Hey! How about you, Sam? What? Come on, say something to me.
No, I won't.
Ah! You just did.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah?
You know, I'm not so sure using chicanery and subterfuge on your daughter is the best way to get her to communicate with you.
No, that's not chicanery and subterfuge.
Well, for whatever it's worth.
Worth a lot, thank you. And I will see you later, okay? I got roped into this hospital administration dinner thing tonight, so.
A work function?
Yeah, you know, price of being in charge of the unit, so.
I see. That last minute, huh?
Yeah, department head called, so I got to do a little FaceTime. And
have fun.
Okay.
Here. I'm just picking up some milk for the morning.
You looking for a market?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's one right across from the house.
Oh, it's there. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you just take a left on Lincoln right there.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay. Following me?
Following you? Why would I be following you? No, I'm just looking for milk.
Okay, because remember I mentioned out on the street there's a store right in the neighborhood.
True, but Dina likes the organic stuff, and I heard there was a natural food market downtown.
Amazing, you going all this way just for a carton of milk. You know what? You should get off here. There's a really great natural foods market about two blocks south of the station. Have a good night, Jack.
You too, Greg.
Hey,
cool? You seem a little edgy.
Oh, no, I'm good. It's just my in-laws are in town, so... Anyway, I went over the drug info, and I think I got the science down pretty well.
Oh, no, Greg. These doctors don't care about that stuff. If you want to sell a drug like Sustango, you have to make it personal. Do you know any sexually frustrated old dudes with a heart condition?
You come in? What kept you so long?
I just got a little bit lost. Everyone asleep.
Yeah. We got the house to ourselves. I'm so happy that you got away from your wife.
Excuse me?
Oh, she's been very suspicious lately. Quick, quick, quick. We only have an hour.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jack, come on. You've got to play along. The Ross Fokker said they had to have an affair with each other on role playing.
Right, right, right. I understand. I have a bit of a headache, sweetheart, tonight.
No, you've had that worried look on your face all day. I promise you, the Fokker family is going to be fine. Now, come on. Before my husband comes home.
Oh, hold on. We better hurry, my illicit lover. Let me just brush my teeth.
Your father-in-law did not really put you in a lie detector machine.
No, that's true.
That's incredible!
Jesus Christ, I thought my wife's father was bad.
That was a great speech, nurse.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, and hey.
Staring at you.
Yes. I'm watching you, but that's what he did. Yes. Thank you.
You killed it tonight. Oh. Those stories about your family were hilarious.
Thank you. So I should be getting going.
Oh, wait. You're my fiance.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hello, Dr. Ballard. So nice to see you.
Hey, can I get you 200 cc's of anything you want? Stat.
Only if you can buy a drink for my fiance as well.
Didn't know you were engaged.
Can you take a picture for us for my scrapbook?
He doesn't have to do that.
Yeah,
you know what, bro? I'm cool like that. I'll do that.
You're such a doll.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Whoa.
Boom.
Oh.
Best picture ever. You look great. You have like a red eye problem. I'll see you later, babe.
I cannot believe I ever slept with that guy.
Yeah, right.
No, seriously. I did. At a convention in Milwaukee last summer, we were like drinking tequila, doing rum chasers.
Uh-huh.
Always a bad idea, right?
Yeah.
Can you give me a margarita on the rocks and salt?
I'm gonna run
to the restroom.
All right, you know what?
You're the best.
All right. Okay.
Hi, can I get a club soda and a margarita on the rocks with no salt?
Night out on the town, fucker?
Dr. Bomb.
Hey, man.
What are you doing here?
I'm here for the convention. What about you?
Doing some work for Faustin as a medical expert.
Huh. For your nurse.
You know what? I don't really have anything to say to you.
Ah, okay. I get it, Greg. I screwed up. The pressure being in that family finally got to me.
What are you talking about? You were his golden boy.
More like his golden bitch. He wanted Deb and me to get married in Oyster Bay. Done. We name our baby after him. You got it, Jack. And he gives me this whole spiel, right, about how I'm next in line to his throne. He came up with this name for me, the Bob Father.
Really? He said that to you?
Wow. He pulled the same shit on you, didn't he? In that family, we're all just hamsters on Jack Burns' little wheel, his circus of trust, or whatever he calls it.
Circle of trust.
I had no idea how deep I was in until I stepped away. And I'll tell you something. Once I get off the treadmill, I've never been happier.
Yeah, well, I think I got it under control.
Hello, Greg.
Hey. Hey, Jack.
You mind explaining this?
Sustango. Yeah, that's, you know, These drug companies, they give me all these free samples.
Is that it? Or do you need to use this because you're no longer sexually attracted to Pam?
Oh, you know what, Jack? That's ridiculous. Really. You know what? I'm not even going to go there with you. It's just... have a good night, all right? I'm gonna go to sleep.
Don't walk away from me, Fokker.
Jack, is everything okay down there?
Everything is fine.
Okay. All right, because you seem to have a little... I
know what I have, Greg, and I'm not concerned about that right now. Right now, what I want from you is the truth.
Jack. Did you take one of those pills?
Well, I was highly preoccupied, and Dina wanted to make love, and the label clearly states that it's safe for heart patients.
Yes, but you need a prescription after you've had a thorough examination. How long have you had that situation for?
Stop avoiding the question.
I'm not avoiding the question. If you've had that for more than 4 hours, you could bust a capillary and have serious permanent damage. How long have you had it?
It's been a little longer than 4 hours.
How long?
Maybe about 5 and a half.
Jack, you got to get to an ER right now and get a shot of adrenaline to counteract that drug.
Well, you're a nurse. Don't you have that kind of stuff in the house?
Yeah, I have an EpiKit, but I'm not going to give you a shot there, okay?
Fokker, there's no way I'm going to an ER room with this thing. Now, you need to stick me, and you need to stick me now. I'm having a dick attack. Stick me.
Shh, just relax. Okay. I'll get the needle. All right. I need you to drop your pants.
What kind of sick drug are you dealing to your patients?
Jack, I told you, I took home some samples. All right? Maybe read the label before you just pick up a drug and eat it.
Let's just do it.
I'm going to administer the shot on the count of three. Just, all right.
Your hands are cold.
Sorry. Okay. One. Two. Three.
Fokker!
Oh, shit!
Wait, what's going on? What happened?
Everything's fine, and Henry had a little nightmare, but Greg's got him settled down.
Jack, I thought I heard you screaming, too.
No, you didn't. It was all Henry.
Oh, let me go check on him and make sure he's okay.
You guys go to sleep. Everything's under control.
Could you and Dad keep it down, please?
Here's Sirius Black. Here's Orange Ninja. Okay? All right?
Greg.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's all right.
You know, he's a little shaken up, but... Greg, I was involved in some covert CIA-sponsored mind-altering techniques back in the 70s. I'd like a few minutes alone with him just to erase what he saw from his memory.
You're not going to erase my son's memory.
Greg, he saw his father inject a needle into his grandfather's penis. He already has issues. That's something he might never recover from.
I'll handle it, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Hey. So, you know how sometimes you need help when you make a wee-wee?
Yeah.
Well, when you get to be Grandpa Jack's age, sometimes you need help making a wee-wee, too. So that's what you saw me doing. I was helping Grandpa Jack. Because he's old.
But why did he scream so loud?
He wasn't screaming. He was celebrating. He was just so happy. He was like, oh, Fokker. Thanks for helping me make a wee-wee. He was so happy. Right.
Right, Greg. Yeah. Understand?
I think so.
Good. Don't think this incident is distracting me, Fokker. I know you're up to something, and I'm watching you.
Well, guess what? I have eyes, too. So I'll be watching you. Watching me.
Okay.
All right?
Fair enough.
Good. So just watch each other, all right?
Okay. I'm watching you right now.
Dom's Bakery, how can I help you?
Hello, yes, do you still have the pineapple upside down cake?
Yes, we do. Would you like chocolate or vanilla frosting?
Neither. I'm only interested in meringue.
Please give me your access code and releasing ID.
This is Santa. Releasing ID 7726548. I need all source derogatory only on a person named Andy Garcia. Alpha, November, Delta, Indigo.
Your clearances haven't been active for 12 years.
Now, you listen to me, young Turk. I was bugging Ho Chi Minh's sock drawer while you were still in diapers, so don't tell me about clearances.
Sir, my hands are tied. But, I mean, you could probably just Google the subject and find out everything you need to know.
Oh, then I'll do that. Santa out.
Kevin's timeshare later today, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do it?
Oh, I was just checking the weather. There's a cold front coming in.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Greg!
Hey, how you doing? Sorry I'm late. Mm-hmm. A little emergency at the hospital.
Kevin was showing us his magnificent estate.
It's really nice. So this is where you rough it when you're not at the homeless shelter? Kind of split time between the two, maybe 60-40 here.
Really?
Now that Greg's finally arrived, why don't I take you over to see the meadow?
Huh. Yeah, this is perfect.
Wow, this is the best.
Nice backyard.
Yeah, love it.
Thank you.
Let's reserve that quadrant over there, Kevin. It's perfect for the three-legged race, egg toss, capture the flag game.
Why don't we put up a ring of bouncy castles right out there, and we have like a relay race for the kids kind of intertwined in between them.
Loving it, Kevo.
Kevin, is that a tattoo on your back?
Oh, yes it is, Dina.
It looks really elaborate. Can we take a look at it?
Oh, sure.
Mom? Well, it's a curiosity. My gosh.
Hmm.
Is that Pam?
Oh.
Yeah, it is. You know, after the whole Svetlana episode, I went on a little bit of a drunken bender and wound up in a tattoo shop in Moscow. And I asked the artist to ink me with the image of the one woman who's always loved me unconditionally.
Pam.
My grandmother. The point being, in my drunken stupor, I must have handed him a photo of Pam instead.
You carry a picture of Pam in your wallet.
I do. I carry pictures of many treasured friends and loved ones on my travels.
Got a picture of me?
Of course I got a picture of you. You recognize this mensch right here?
Ah, there I am, kind
of. Yes.
Interesting.
This is actually a very flattering portrait of you, Pancake.
Excuse me.
Dad.
Prudence? Yes. Hello. Terrific. Okay, yes, thanks, Prue. That was Prudence, and she says if you get to EHS by 3, she can squeeze you in for an interview.
Oh, way to go,
great.
Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
So great you two could join us. Really wonderful when grandparents play an integral role in early humans' lives.
Mm. Early humans do need guidance.
Is that your role, Jack, to guide them?
Yes, I see myself as something of a shepherd guiding our family through life's pastures.
Mm. Yes, I would say Jack is sort of an honorary shepherd, kind of a shepherd emeritus, if you will.
Well, when my sheep wander, I use my prod to keep my flock in line.
Oh, there are a lot of family dynamics at play here. Why don't we begin the interview process? Okay, Henry, I just want you to clear your mind and draw a picture for me of the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the word family. Oh. This is just like being at the eye doctor. Start at the top and work your way down. Why would you give her an eye test?
It's called a Heisenberg experiment. We used it at the agency to test the aptitude of potential recruits.
All the letters are the same, so it's not really an eye test.
Very impressive cognition, Samantha.
I need to start over.
Okay, Henry. See what you've chosen to draw.
What is it? What did he draw?
Dad stopped going to Jack and Louie last night because he's old.
I'm sorry? What did he say?
I didn't hear.
Something about Grandpa Jack having a cold.
So tell me about your parents, Samantha.
Tell me about your parents, Prudence.
That's my girl.
Want to tell me about your family?
My dad's a great guy.
Thank you, buddy.
But Grandpa Jack makes him really, really scared. So Jack's all crazy when he's with him. Like, he tried to cut the turkey with Grandpa's big knife, and he slipped, and he cut his finger, and he was like, "Oh shit!"
Oh, he's blowing the interview.
She's setting him up to fail with these questions. I mean, Sam's a better tester anyways.
Well, that's because she takes after...
Takes after who, Jack?
Let's just say I've done some research on twins. There's a theory that in certain cases, one twin gets an extra chromosome from the father, while the other sibling gets an extra chromosome from the mother's side.
Hmm.
Sam might be three-quarters Burns, whereas Henry could very well have a double dose of Fokker in him.
And what if he does?
My grandpa Bernie taught me this. Pull my finger.
Oh.
Double dose.
Let's go out of the courtyard for some free play.
I mean, what is free play test? How well they hang on the monkey bars?
I don't think you get it, Greg. You know when prison guards learn the most about their inmate population? During rec time in the yard. I'm sure Prudence is in her office right now watching every move these kids make.
Dad?
Yeah?
Can we still climb that big rock wall?
Yeah, okay, just be careful, buddy.
Okay.
You think he can handle it?
What's the deal?
I'm just not sure you've instilled the physical confidence for him to shear a face like that.
Jack, do me a favor. Just let go of the reins a little, okay?
I'll let go, Greg, when you show me once and for all that you have what it takes to lead.
I am in control of my family, all right? If I get Henry permission to climb a wall, he can climb a wall. If he says he wants to climb the Empire State Building and I say it's okay because I'm in charge, all right? I'm calling the plays now, so you just got to step back and accept the fact that I have got this.
Whoa!
Oh, he is such a brave boy, isn't he?
See, it's not so bad. It's just a slight fracture.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Henry, you doing all right?
Hey, I came as soon as I heard. Prudence told me there was a little bit of a kerfuffle over at EHS.
Oh, that's an understatement. Thanks to Greg, we can wave goodbye to their educational future.
Jack.
Oh, no, no, Prue's a forgiving soul. I think I can patch things up. In the meantime, I got a little something for Hank the Tank here.
Oh.
Someone to keep you company until you're reunited with Arthur.
What is that?
Thanks, Papa Kev.
Papa Kev?
Yeah, old fraternity nickname. I told Hank the Tank here he could call me by that handle.
You're not Hank the Tank. Nobody calls him Hank the Tank.
You want to be Papa Greg?
No, I am Papa Greg. I'm Greg. I'm Greg, his papa. So I don't need to be Papa Greg. I don't need to put a little thing in front of it.
Pam, we need to talk for a minute.
Oh, okay. Mom?
Hey, Lewis, what's up?
What up, doll? Hey, howdy, 2 o'clock.
There's the superstar.
Hey, hi.
Hey.
Hi. Oh, hello.
I have the raddest news ever.
Really? Okay.
So our VP of marketing heard how well you did on your speech last night, and guess what?
What?
He wants us to lead the Boston Convention in Maui next month.
Yeah, that sounds great. Honestly, I'm sorry. I'm just a little distracted right now because my son just broke his arm.
Oh, and poor baby.
Yeah, so...
You're a super dad.
No, I'm not a super
dad.
It
is so cute how involved you are with your kids.
No, no, no. That's just what dads do. It's not like a super... Lewis, what are you doing?
Is this the book?
What is... No, go. Come on.
In the bed, right? I got him.
Sorry.
Somebody's grumpy.
I'm going to make this brief, Pancake. I'm not getting any younger.
Dad.
No, I want to make sure there's someone around besides me who you can fully count on. I couldn't help but notice how you and Kevin have reconnected these past few days. He's financially secure. He's great with the twins. Got a heart of gold. A little goofy maybe in his dressing, but if that body art is any indication, I'd say he's certainly open to the idea.
What idea?
The idea of a simple course correction.
A course correction?
Greg. Kevin.
Come on, Grumpy Daddy. Come to Hawaii.
Okay, Grumpy Daddy will think about it. Okay.
Oh, hey, honey. Hi. Perfect. Pam, this is Andy. Andy, this is Pam.
My wife?
Hey.
Hi. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you, too. Your husband is a freaking rock star, but I'm sure you know how lucky you are.
Yeah.
I'm not. She's the rock star. Yeah. She's a rock star mom and just full-on rockin' person.
Oh.
And I'm just a groupie trying to, you know, carry her amps. No, you're the man.
Everything all right here?
Yeah, Jack, everything's all right. Pam, do you want
to... Oh, my God. You must be the famous Jack Burns. Wow. I have heard so much about you.
I've heard very little about you, Miss Garcia, but I do admire your cheerleading photographs.
Henry's doing much better. We were just singing an ancient Yanomamo song about a brave warrior who falls from a tree while hunting for chimpanzee meat. He's good. Yeah.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi. Andy Garcia, Boston Pharmaceuticals. And you're a doctor?
No, he's not a doctor.
Not in the Western sense of the word.
Not in any sense of the word. You're an investment banker.
Many hats.
Kevin.
Hi. Okay, cool. Well, I'm gonna mosey on out of here. All right. Aloha.
Wow, you told me she sold boner medicine. Greg, you didn't tell me she is boner medicine.
Pam, that's ridiculous.
I guess I said you wouldn't pick her out of a lineup, too.
I wouldn't pick her out of a lineup. Greg, that woman is stunning.
Oh, he's covering Kevin because he didn't want Pam to get suspicious. Did you see the way his carotid artery throbbed when he looked at her? Oh.
Give me a break, Jack. Come on.
Now, this is what I'm talking about, Pam. I'm sorry, but this man cannot be trusted.
Could you for once in your life stay out of my marriage?
Come on.
Don't get hysterical. I'm not getting hysterical. He's getting hysterical.
Look, it's natural to get a little tempted.
Nobody's tempted. Nobody's...
Look, even our dear friend the Buddha had to pass through samsara on his way to enlightenment.
Our dear friend the Buddha? How's he doing? It's been so long. Do you ever listen to yourself?
I try not to. I speak from the heart off the cuff like my man JC at the Sermon on the Mount. I think that's what you've always admired about me.
Well, I got news for you. You're not Jesus.
Well, he may not be Jesus, but he's a far better choice for Pam than you are, Greg.
Dad!
I'm sorry.
Just stop with the course correction stuff.
What's the course correction stuff?
It's nothing.
I want to hear all about it, Jack.
You're leading this family onto rocky shoals, Fokker, and as captain of the ship, I'm steering us away to safety.
Well, you know what? You're not a ship's captain, Jack. We're people. We're not on a boat. We're in a hospital. Okay? We're human beings in a hospital, and you're not the captain.
Well, I may not be the captain, Gregory Fokker, but you're not the God Fokker.
Good. Because I don't want to be the stupid God Fokker. I'm the Greg Fokker, Jack. All right? I am Greg Fokker. And by the way, Dr. Bob told me you offered him the job first. Nice to know I was your sloppy seconds.
You spoke to Dr. Bob?
Yeah, I did, Jack. I had beers with him last night. He's in town for a convention.
That's it. You're done. You're done.
You know what? No, wait. You can't tell me I'm done because I already quit. I'm getting off the wheel.
What wheel?
The wheel. The little hamster wheel that we're all running up to get a little taste of your little water thingy. Just please, approval. Approval.
What the hell are you
doing?
Please,
give me some of the Jack. Jack.
Approval.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a hamster.
Thank you for clearing that up. What are you even doing here, Kevin?
I'm trying to help.
Why don't you get on your stupid monster yacht with your bubble-butt Russian girlfriend and do jello shots off of Deepak Chopra's butt?
Greg, don't drag Deepak into this. Please, Greg.
Hey, Dina. Jack had a heart attack 2 weeks ago. Adios, folks.
Going down.
Hey.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah.
Need a ride?
Hey, it's Pam. Leave me a message.
Hey, I'm gonna sleep over at the new house tonight, all right? I just can't deal with your dad right now.
You sure you're gonna be okay?
Yeah, I think I just need to clear my head. Thanks for the ride.
Problem.
Why am I the bad guy here? Greg was the one who was being dishonest.
Oh, please. All Greg did was downplay that woman's look so Pam wouldn't be jealous, and you know it. You know, you did the same thing with that gorgeous double agent in Helsinki during the Cold War.
Oh, you're still bringing up Atuka Kokkonen. I told you her beauty was privileged information. It was a matter of national security.
Oh, yes? Like your heart condition? Listen, Jack, Greg cares about his family just as much as you care about yours. All right?
Don't be mad. I totally don't want to harass you. You just seem so sad. I had to bring you some treats.
Oh, wow, thanks.
Some Chinese food, a little wine. No offense, but does Pam even realize how dope you are?
Oh, yeah, no. I think she thinks I'm dope. It's just, you know, it's just what changes when you have kids, you know, because everything becomes focused around them.
Totally. And I'm sure you're like, hello, can I have some fun too?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's fun, but it's just a different kind of fun.
More wine.
It's not like old single fun where you go out. It's more like wake up in the morning, 6 o'clock, make the kids breakfast. You know, that kind of fun.
I love it. I mean, they're so cute. Like the other day, Henry came in and he had his little top hat on and said, I'm the mayor of the kitchen.
Oh, he's going to be the mayor?
Just out of nowhere, he got this idea he wanted to be the mayor. And then he came in and said, and here is a proclamation. You cannot use the refrigerator. And he had a sash on. I think I have a picture of it. Yeah, I mean, I'm biased, but he's very creative.
I'm going to step out for a bit and get some milk for the morning.
Oh, Jack, we both know that's not true.
I don't know why I still think I can get anything by you. I'm going to find Greg. I'm going to bring him home.
You know where he is?
I have an idea. And for the record, nothing ever happened with a Tuukka Kokkonen.
And this is the play that she wrote called Tropical Seas.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they really are.
That's you!
Yes, I am an algae seaweed type plant. Oh. You know what, I gotta go home.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Oh, whoa. Andy, no. Oh, Andy, yes, I gave you the wrong idea. No, I think I...
Ever since we tagged him on that enema, I've wanted you.
It was just an enema. Really, I think you're idealizing the enema. Oh, hey, Andy, you know what? I think you might have had a little too much wine.
Wine is fine, puppy. I took a few Sustengo.
You took a Sustengo? Why would you do that? That's crazy. I'm going to call a cab.
Can I send the pictures of your kids?
Definitely not. You can't. You got to put your thing back on.
Don't be a grumpy daddy.
I'm not being a grumpy. You gotta... No, Andy, give me the phone.
You want it?
I do want it. Andy, it's not funny.
Let's go swimming.
Andy, no, it's not a pool.
Is it heated? Is there a garage?
No, it's a pit. Andy, don't do this. What a con. Put your clothes back on, all right? Andy, no. That's not nice. You don't throw people's phones in pits, okay?
You're mean.
Andy, put the clothes back on. Come on.
I hate you.
Whoa.
You really don't know where Greg is?
I struck out. I guess my skills just aren't what they used to be.
Look who it is! There they are!
Hey, Kevin.
Why a shindig?
Well, you only turn 5 once, or twice in this case. Now, I've got a little surprise for you, Jack. Gustavo!
Hey, dude. Oh,
is that who I think it is?
You better believe it.
JC!
When I heard about your health issues last night, I knew I had to fly him out here.
Kevin, incredibly thoughtful of you. Thank you.
How come Daddy's not here? Is it because I was mean to him?
No, honey, absolutely not, sweetheart. It's because Grandpa was mean to him.
But he's coming. He's coming. And he will be here, okay? So let's go have some more fun. Okay. All right, let's go. Let's go see what else there is.
Just wait one sec. Okay?
Dad!
What's that hole? Why are you so muddy? Where is everyone?
They're at Kevin's. Party's over at Kevin's. I gotta get over there.
Kids' party's at Kevin's?
I thought you were in Spain.
I was, but I can't miss my little gazooka's turning five. How are you?
Hey. Oh, man. I'm so sorry. I was so messed up last night.
Oh. Who's that?
That is, Dad, that's Annie Garcia.
Oh.
She's a work colleague of mine. Yeah, she took a few too many prescription pills, and then she pushed me in the pit.
Total party foul. My bad on that one.
Garcia? Is that Spanish?
Okay, yeah, you gotta go.
My grandparents from Sevilla. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
You gotta leave.
I was just in Seville mastering the flamenco.
We'll see you, Annie.
No way.
Dad.
What? Please. But I gotta show her a few moves. Her grandparents are from Seville.
Dad, no, okay. No. Dad, I gotta go.
Capaz.
Olé. That's really good.
The faster you go indicates an increase in sexual power.
Good luck.
Adios, Pops.
Adios. It's a good thing you pulled me away. I was starting to get a semi.
Oh, Dad,
please. It's involuntary. It's a parasympathetic nervous system. Flamenco's very sexual.
Well, just so you know, nothing happened with her.
I know that. We're Fockers. That's not the way we roll. But I know something went down with the family. You okay?
Yeah, it's just, you know, the usual Jack stuff. You okay?
Your mom was right. Menopause makes me act like a lunatic. You know, get a little nutty.
My little scrunchy, munchy, Marie. Look at you, baby. Oh, you look so cute. Do you mind if we sit down, honey? Have a little chat, because Grandma's feet hurt. So, I hear you're not speaking to your father. Is that true? Well, let me tell you something about men, Samantha. They're told to be tough and hard, you know? But inside, they're quite soft and gooey. Kind of like a cannoli. A knish? That's not exactly that. It's more like peanut butter and jelly inside burnt toast. And once you know that, you can cut them a little slack. Besides, you'll have plenty of time to aggravate them in your teens.
Grandma!
Hi, honey. Look at you. How big you got. Hi, sweetheart. Come here and give me a Fokker sandwich. Okay, I'm the cheese.
Bread, make, cheese.
I'm the cheese. No, I'm the cheese, and you're the bread. Okay.
With sourdough.
Attention! Attention!
Henry and Samantha, today you are five.
Wait.
Okay, thank you.
Oh. Dad.
Yeah.
You coming?
Yeah, I just want to practice the stance I'm going to surprise your mother with. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll see you down there.
Okay? My two cents, the way to deal with Jack, no matter what he does, just smother that guy with kisses. It'll be putty in your hands.
Good.
Love, love, love.
Good, putty. Thank you.
Oh, gay.
Yes.
You look good.
Thank you. All right.
Can you do me a favor?
Okay.
Can you just put this leg down slowly? It's an old sex injury.
This?
Yeah.
This performance is my gift
to you.
You are the chosen one.
Pam.
Pam.
Greg.
I pronounce this.
Oh, what happened to you?
I'll tell you about it later, okay? Look, I'm really sorry about what happened. I'm sorry too. I let everything get out of control, and I shouldn't have. It's just your dad, you know?
I know. He's insane.
Yes. Yes.
Listen to me. We've got our own thing, and it works.
It does, right?
Yeah, we actually kind of know what we're doing.
I love you.
Hey, Sam! Happy birthday. Look,
I know you don't want to talk to me. I just want you to know that's okay. I love you anyway.
I know, Daddy.
Birthday, man.
Hey, look, I think you left something at home.
Arthur!
Yeah.
Thanks,
Dad. It's so beautiful.
Oh, oh gosh.
I'm all right. Gustavo, birthday cake! Birthday cake. Try the birthday cake. There's 36 different kinds.
Kevin?
Hmm? Rosalind. What a mitzvah that you could make it to the party.
Oh. What's wrong, honey?
I wish I knew.
Come, sit down.
Look over this way a little bit. And a little up. Up.
Hey, Jack. Wow, it's great. It's a great likeness. It's really, really captured the intensity and looks just like you. All right, so look, last night I think we both said some things we regret. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything about Dr. Bob, but then you did that whole course correction thing, so... Anyway, piece of cake offering... Jack, I'm sorry. Jack, you okay?
Okay, Fogger. At least you're gonna make this a little fun.
Jack, let's not do this. Come on.
We've had this date since the beginning, Greg.
Ow! All right. Let's dance. Come on, man.
So long that maybe it's time to come home. But then where is home?
Honey, home is inside of you. What you have been seeking out there is right in here.
In your heart?
No, in your heart.
In my heart.
Yes, yes, Kevin.
No! No!
Nothing happened.
What'd you say?
Jack, nothing happened. I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, shit.
Dixie! Bad cat! Bad cat! Dixie! Bad cat! Dixie!
Oh, shit.
Kevin, you are a lovely young man with a number of unusual fixations and hobbies.
Thank you.
I know you're going to find your way. Trust me, honey, because you have the strength of a lion and the soul of a poet.
Lars?
Oh, Vernie? What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
The guy has issues, honey.
Bernard, I swear this isn't what it looks like. Oh. Your wife was comforting me in a moment of distress, and my soul just reached out to her.
Your soul or your tongue?
No, there is no tongue involved.
There was a little.
Thank you for your honesty.
I thought you were in Spain, honey. What happened?
What happened? I went halfway around the world to master the flamenco, but there was one thing missing. My dance partner.
Oh, Bernie.
You're my true north. And as long as we're together, I'll never get lost.
Oh, what a beautiful line. That's beautiful. So raw. This electricity.
Will you get out of here so I can stop my wife?
You stop her? Yeah, sure.
Jinx!
Jack?
Jack! Jack!
Jack!
Honey, Greg, do something.
Okay, have some chest pain?
Yeah.
All right, just relax. I'm going to check you out.
What's wrong with Grandpa?
He's going to be fine, honey.
Okay, I'm here. Okay.
Jack, you have your nitro tabs with you?
Greg, he's not responding to my treatment.
Really? Do you waving your hands over him? He's not a Ouija board, Kevin. Pam, call 911.
Okay.
Kevin, can you go up to the house, see if he has some aspirin?
Aspirin.
Sorry.
Jinx!
Arthur!
Wow.
Thanks, Dad.
Just relax, Jack. It's gonna be okay.
Breathe.
Promise.
Is he taking any other medication? Just the 324 milligrams of aspirin I gave about 15 minutes ago.
Thank you, nurse. You did good. We'll take it from here.
Well, by the way, how'd you guys come by all these bruises and lacerations?
Oh, it's a long story. We were in the bouncy castle, and then he tripped. And
I get it. Yeah, my father-in-law tripped through a plate glass window at my wedding last year. All right, let's get it loaded up.
Don't worry. We'll take care of your husband.
We're going to follow behind you in the car. All right. Great.
I know you were telling the truth about Andy, Greg.
Really?
Yeah. The pulse rate on your carotid artery remained steady as you pleaded your innocence.
Right, of course.
And Greg.
Yeah.
It was never going to be Dr. Bob. It was you. It was always you.
You just relax and stay quiet, Mr. Burns. I'll see you over there, okay?
Mr. Parker.
Why is he cursing at us?
Hey, we are trying to help you, sir.
What? What?
You're the Greg Fokker.
What?
No. You're the Greg Fokker.
Greg Fokker.
Special gift, guys.
What is it, Grandpa Bernie?
I've had that with me my entire life. It is my own original whoopee cushion.
What does it do?
Are you kidding me? Jack, lift up your leg. Jack, come on. It farts. Jack, we have to laugh at the stuff that makes us human, right? Gas, burps, picking noses. You kids want to pick your nose and flick your boogers? Do it.
Hey.
burning.
What? Do it only when it's dry.
Well,
don't do a wet one.
Here, take that.
What makes life light?
Here, Jack, this is a little something from Bernie and me to you.
Oh, how thoughtful. Thank you.
This is a very thoughtful gift.
It was your idea.
What's this?
What is that? That is your own personal yarmulke.
Oh, what are those little Jewish hats?
Oh, cute.
We know that you're into that genealogy stuff, so when I was nursing you back to health, I took the opportunity when you were taking a nap of snipping a couple of your pubes, and I sent it to one of those DNA testing sites.
You did what?
We thought it would be fun to trace your lineage all the way back.
Yes, and it turns out, Jack T. Burns, that you are 1/23rd Israelite.
Welcome to the tribe, Jack.
While I dispute the findings, I appreciate the gesture. Thank you, Bernard, Roz.
You're welcome, Yaakov.
Your Hebrew name.
Yaakov.
Two ways.
Well, listen, Greg, we're in your home, and you're in charge here, so why don't you lead us in a toast?
Right.
Honestly, Jack, I have no desire to try and sound like I am in any way in charge of anything in this house. But I do love our family very, very much, and I'm really happy that we can all be here together for the weekend. Then we'll part ways, and you guys will return to your homes in your own respective states. Cheers.
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 Actually, sweetheart, your dad and I have a
Gaylord, we're moving to Chicago. No, we're serious. We sold Fokker Isle.
We just bought the house 2 doors down. Isn't that great?
No, that's not great.
No, if they're moving here, then we're moving here.
Good! We'll live together.
No,
one big, happy family.
No, you're not. No, Jack, nobody's moving because nobody's moving, right?
How else are the kids going to be Fokkerized if we don't live
there? No, nobody's going to be Fokkerized.
No, why not?
This Google is a wonderful tool, Jinxie Cat. Don't tell anyone, but I'm gonna do a search on myself.
Well, who needs something like this? Who's the target demo for a drug like Sustengo? And I gotta say, it's somebody like my father-in-law. His name is Jack Burns. You know, he had a heart attack, and he called me up. He said, Greg, I've had a heart attack. Now, I said, first of all, Jack, don't you have to have a heart to get one of those? First weekend I ever met him, he said to me, hey, listen, keep your snake in its cage for the next 72 hours.
I didn't say it like that.
All right. Maybe somebody's had their snake in their cage for about 30 years, okay? Whoa, Dr. Patel knows what I'm talking about. Huh?
What's a remix?
No, the guy is definitely obsessed with Burns. Jack Burns. My father-in-law. Burns. Jack Burns. Candidate for the drug. Obsessed with sex. Burns. Jack Burns. Not getting it up. Not Jack Burns. Jack Burns. Talk about sexual frustration. Burns. Obsessed with boobs. He could breastfeed his grandson. Jack Burns. Mammary gland? Couple of tugs off the thing himself. Hey, Bucker.
I got nipples.
Whoa. Hey, Bucker. I got nipples. Okay. Hey, Bucker. I got nipples. Wow. Can you milk me? The circle of trust.
Goes round and round.
Jack.
Circle of trust.
Goes round and round.
Burns.
Circle of trust.
Goes round and round.
Jack. Whoa. Hello. Hot little number he's got named Jinxie.
Hey,
hot little
about
number
you.
He's got named Jinxie.
Whoa.
Hot little number he's got named Jinxie.
Wow.
Jinxie Cat, I love you.
The Godfucker.